after 500 episodes, we finally arrive at Frederick Wiseman, the man who may or may not be the most esteemed documentary filmmaker of all time, at least in America. He's made nearly 50 films since 1967, still active and vital at the age of 94.
But we're in Neiman Marcus for one reason, one reason only, one grand purpose, and that's to make sales.
I certainly found watching The Store, which, a hugely engaging documentary, 2 hours long, certainly the images it's showing you and the spaces it's showing you are unbelievably, banal, Kafka-esque, but I was not bored for a second. At no moment did I sort of check to see how much was left or anything. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I feel like it's not a sort of accountant's truth. I feel like there is a kind of an editorial line of a kind that emerges here.
So the movie was shot in 4 weeks during the Christmas holiday of the Neiman Marcus department store. And that's the flagship store located in Dallas, Texas. It is a century-old department store. For many years, it was family-owned. And by family-owned, I mean, owned by the Marcus family.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose Coke Industries is technically a family-owned business.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out how to say that exactly. But what if I told you that since September 2021, it's now owned by a group of investment companies led by Davidson Kempner Capital Management, Sixth Street Partners, and Pacific Investment Management?
Hell yeah, a vast ecumenical holding company.
Yeah, I bet Stanley Marcus doesn't look so bad anymore, does he? It is a chain across the United States, but this takes place at the flagship store. And Wiseman sort of sets the tone in one of the opening scenes where there's a managerial meeting, and the meetings of managers take place, every 10 or 15 minutes throughout this movie and operate as a sort of Greek chorus to what we see. they're having these very serious meetings about what exactly the buns in the restaurant say about Neiman Marcus and that sort of thing. But in the opening scene, a guy says, there's one word, the whole reason for it all, sales. There's really only one reason for being at Neiman Marcus, a grand purpose, and that's to make sales.
This is really fascinating because in these management meetings, the whole enterprise is stripped of any artifice. This company, Operatchik, is not saying, he doesn't begin the monologue by saying, what we care most about at Neiman Marcus is family or community or something like that. He's just straightforwardly saying, look, this is a business. This is an enterprise that is, exists to generate profit. And that is our fundamental concern here. And throughout the movie, and this speaks to the, editorial decisions and editing decisions that Wiseman makes. I mean, you do kind of see this, in a sense, upstairs, downstairs dynamic, where in the spaces that are inhabited by, management and by the sort of corporate bureaucrats who are making the decisions at this company, you see conversations like this again and again and again. And in the sort of public-facing spaces, if you want, in interactions between managers and their employees, in interactions between employees who've been deputized by the managers and consumers, of course, there they're not saying this all comes down to sales. It's in that space that it's about family and community and, individual expression and all those kinds of things.
And so this opening scene is immediately juxtaposed with another scene where some nice middle manager is doing hand exercises with the staff. And it's being done. It's this morning exercise ritual that's being done to this weird techno disco remix of George Gershwin.
A little bit of Mozart, too. It's worse than that. It's not just a techno remix of Gershwin. It's a pastiche.